Welcome to a Vashon Minute, where we take a moment to focus on one island issue or one island person at a time. Opinions expressed on this show are those of the participants alone and do not reflect the opinions of anyone officially associated with Voice of Vashon. I'm Susan McCabe, your host for this episode. With the island's demographic median hovering around 55, it's safe to say there's a growing population of folks of a certain age. And by the way, we're all aging, so I've invited an expert who can tell us how to stay strong as we age. She is Kelly Strait, principal of Strait on Strength and co-owner of Vashon's Recess Lab. Welcome, Kelly.
Hi. It's nice to be here.
Thank you for being here.
Of course.
There's so many things I want to ask you, being a person of a certain age myself. Mm-hmm. So in his song, You Can Call Me Al, Paul Simon laments that he's soft in the middle when his life is so hard as he's getting older. Many of us share his lament as we age. Why do we get soft in the middle as life goes on?
It's a good question. My feeling on that is could be lack of movement, but also to look at how we eat, what we're eating, and our stress levels are kind of primarily what we look at when we're thinking about soft in the middle and hormones changing as we get older.
So it's the hormones that change.
Especially, yes, definitely hormones.
Because if we're going on with a regular exercise program that we've done for years, same mm-hmm. diet, et cetera, but still the middle starts getting flabby.
Correct. So for women, estrogen levels lower, right? And so we're going to have more visceral fat from that. We have primarily a lot of slow twitch muscles. And in order to combat that, we sort of have to look at, as we age and get older, how we can create more fast twitch in our workouts and things to help adapt to, get more lean body mass from changing how we work out.
So what's the difference between a fast switch and a slow switch?
So let's say for long distance running, for instance, you jog. That's primarily you're using slow twitch muscle. To do a sprint, you'll be doing more of a fast twitch. Activities, soccer, where you're sprinting and then jogging and sprinting and walking. So you get more fast twitch from doing sports, fast twitch from walking faster. So it's more of the intensity or the speed at which you're moving.
And so did you say that women have more slow twitch muscles?
Yes. Uh-huh. So what we need to do as we age is think about how do we get more fast twitch? So for me in particular, also an aging population, I'm focusing more on the speed at which intensity at which I do things now at shorter bouts. So let's say instead of going out and running, so let's talk about runners. We'll talk about other things too, because I know people just walk a lot too, and that's great. But if I was to go out and run 10 miles, I'm kind of chugging along. As I get older, my own personal thing is I'm considering doing shorter distances at a faster pace. But then as we get even older, perhaps we have to look at, is that enough? So what I've been thinking and doing now is we're doing like 30 second to 1 minute, getting people at, 80% effort around in terms of rate of perceived exertion, above 7 or 8, which means it feels hard. So for instance, if I'm on a bike, I'm doing a 30 second sprint on a bike at an intensity that feels like I'm going up a little hill or moderate hill, and I'm going to go as hard as I can for 30 seconds. And then I'm going to rest for 2 or 3 minutes, and I'm going to do it again.
And it sounds really hard.
I know. It sounds not like so much fun for people who don't like putting their bums on bikes either. But but even walking. So let's say you're still able to jog. You can jog maybe. So you would walk, and then maybe you walk a little faster or little jog. Every 50 feet or every whatever works. You want to, just make it hard enough that you feel like you're getting your heart rate up. And then you take a little break for 2 or 3 minutes. So walk slowly. And then you would do it again. So it's more interval,
interval
type of training. Mm-hmm. But, pushing yourselves a little higher intensity than you might be You definitely want higher intensity than you're used to. So.
Yeah, that's interesting because mm-hmm. the internet is rife with advice on the minimum exercise requirements we can get away with every day.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that?
There's a lot of factors in that, right? Because we have, how much time do you have is the first thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
150 minutes a week, they say, divided by, you know, however many, 150 minutes divided by what? I don't think that's necessarily enough exercise, or it can be depending on your intensity. I think, can you repeat the question again? I'm just like, my brain's going in a different direction.
The internet has all this advice about the minimum requirements for, I guess, staying healthy. In terms of how much exercise you need to do every day.
Mm-hmm.
So the question is, and that generally is 150 minutes a week, which comes out to like 30 minutes 5 days a week.
Right, which is cardio. Cardio.
Yeah, that's essentially cardio.
Yeah, so my idea of minimum is you need at least 2 days a week of resistance training or strength training. Bone density, muscle mass, loading. And then the cardio portion is, as we age, I talked about the running earlier and the 10 miles, now I'm doing 5 thing, is that it's the duration is shorter, but not necessarily the intensity. And you're doing that most days of the week.
Ah, so don't limit it to 5.
Not necessarily. And then you've got to look at what you realistically have time to do.
Right.
My thing is, I want success. I don't want to tell you to go out and walk 5 days a week, and you're like, oh, God. After, you know, you really realistically only really want to do about 3 days a week, or can do 3 days a week.
Mm-hmm. In terms of your available time.
Right. So someone like you, if you only had 3 days a week, I'm going to say maybe 15 minutes in the morning and 15 minutes in the evening or afternoon.
Ah, so
you split it up.
Yeah.
You can split it up.
And so you mentioned strength training, strength mm-hmm. and resistance training at mm-hmm. least twice a week. Mm-hmm. Tell us more about that. What should that include? How do I do that at home?
So strength resistance training means you are lifting loads of weights, rocks. I don't care what you pick up. Pick up something that's creating some resistance. Now, there are specific guidelines I like to follow, which is how much resistance. But we're looking at major muscle groups, really. I like to get to all of them eventually, small, medium, and the major ones, or secondary, we call them. But definitely squats, lunges are very important. Chest, back, biceps, triceps. You know, the core is involved, but the core is working all the time when we're doing strength training, especially if we're doing rotational types of activities. Well, we do strength training, so, you know.
What's a rotational activity?
Multiplanar movement. So if I was to step forward and rotate through my ribs to my right or my left, or I'm bending over, I'm doing a lunge, a pullback lunge with one weight. I'm having some rotation on through my ribs as I pull that weight back.
Oh, so so lunge with weights.
Yes.
Not just lunging free for all or whatever.
No. Resistance and strength training require a load. So, and then in that, as we get older, those loads, we've sort of got to keep pushing that edge of how much weight we can lift. And I always look at a kind of around 6 to 8 reps. I'll go up to 12 reps with people depending on their age and what we're working on. But I kind of want people to think about how's it going to feel after about 8 reps of lifting a weight to kind of get at a level where you feel like you're almost done lifting that weight.
So is it best to increase the weight or increase the reps?
I personally think as women get older, we need to look at increasing the weight.
Ah.
So when you get to 8-ish reps, maybe 10, and there's a lot of factors involved in that, right? So speaking of that home program, my big thing is form, right? So I don't have a problem with home programs as long as people really, really know how they're lifting those weights and they're lifting them well. And that requires someone else to look at you sometimes, unless you have a history of working out in a gym or something and you've gotten that help on how to load properly to lift weights.
So are you suggesting that we spend at least one session with a trainer who can say, here's how to do this, here's the correct form for this particular?
Yes, I would agree with that. Unless you've been, you know, some people have been athletes for a long time or played sports and someone's taught them. Yeah, I absolutely recommend somebody is watching you and helping you feel it in your body.
So how would you suggest that a person find a balance with strength training, aerobic exercise, and diet in order to stay in good health as we age? What's a good basis to work from?
Well, you mean like how you stack them up or something, or yeah, resistance versus strength? And
yeah, how do you combine those?
Yeah, well, and again, we go back to time, but if we all had, you know, 7 days a week to do whatever we wanted, I usually would do my resistance training 2 days a week with about 48 hours of rest in between, or spread them out, three being great as well, optimal three, but two is great. And those days, I would probably do yard work and maybe go for a walk or something. But the other days, my resistance days off, are the days I would do all my regular cardio. Now, for high intensity cardio, you only need 1 or 2 days a week.
Ah, okay.
So
an ideal might be 3 days a week of strength training, alternating aerobic exercise for the other 4 days a week, and adding 2 days a week of intense cardio.
Does that equal seven? That sound good? Okay.
Yeah. Well, that's okay.
Yeah.
You know.
So, yeah. Like for me, that would work for me. 2 days of, so ideally it's 2 days, let's just pick 2 days of resistance. Make sure you do the 2 days. Getting all your major muscle groups, lifting enough weight where it's creating muscle mass and some maintaining that bone density as best we can as we age. I would do probably start with 1 day of 30 minutes of sprints, either or some sort of, not sprint is a general word here, walking faster, slower, jogging around the track, you know, running faster around
So working on the fast twitch.
Yeah. You want to do that once a week for sure as we age.
And so that's really important as we age. So what does all this do for us in our aging process? What if we don't do it?
Well, that's a good question too. You'll have researchers tell you that, you know, you're going to, cholesterol levels are going to go up and all this other stuff's going to happen. Obviously, bone density and muscle mass is going to go down more drastically for most people, if they're not doing things where they're creating resistance. But, you know, there's always the outliers who can do nothing, right. But they eat well, and they have low stress lives, and they tend to be just healthy as a clam, you know. But for most of us, especially for women, with the bone density and the muscle mass and osteoporosis, it's just really important that we do something as we age, I think, personally.
We're talking with Kelly Strait, who is the principal of Strait on Strength here on Vashon Island, which you can find at the Recess Lab, which is right behind the VOV Gene Bosch Studio on Vashon Highway. Kelly, we are out of time already.
Wow.
It's amazing.
Okay.
One last piece of advice. As you're encouraging people to exercise and do strength training, etc., watch their diet, what would you discourage in that process?
Discourage.
What can go wrong?
I think for me personally, it's just to make sure that you get some sound advice on why and how to do things. And you don't need to get into the hype and what's the latest fad and get on the internet and start looking at workouts and things. because there's a lot of information. It can be really confusing. We're just looking for good basic stuff that will help us age well. And it's not rocket science. A lot of it is pretty simple, good things that have been around a long time. We're just getting more research on how to do it.
Yeah, and I think most of that says the same thing about how to be healthy in general. Exercise, eat well, have good relationships, keep your stress levels down.
Exactly. Sounds good.
Thank you, Kelly Strait. And thank you, dear listeners, for joining me here on a Vashon Minute. And please stay tuned with Voice of Vashon. You never know what might come next.